Yo, Three Trees, good morning. It is such an honor to be here with you. I have so much respect for your pastor, and there's only a handful of men that I would miss a Sunday morning for, and your pastor is one of them. And so I respect him highly. I honor him and his wife, and listen, there's a principle that says whatever becomes familiar to you becomes hidden from you. Whatever becomes familiar to you becomes hidden from you. Let me tell you, something supernatural is happening here in Kentucky. I've been a traveling evangelist for 18 years. What you have going here is supernatural. So don't let it become familiar. So lean in, get involved. I have one agenda this morning. That's to provoke you to righteousness. So I'm going to do my part. I pray that you're ready to receive. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to let God do whatever he wants to do. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the honor and privilege of being amongst whom I consider the greatest on the planet, which is your church. Holy Spirit, I invite you in this place. You will not be grieved. You will not be offended. I give you complete reign and authority. Holy Spirit, I ask you to articulate the Father's heart through my voice to your people. I pray that every ear is open, every heart is open, every mind is open to receive that which you have for us. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the Bible says that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so Jesus died already, and he's not dying again. So the blood has been spilled. So in order to kick Satan straight out this service, I'm going to share my expedited story. Because the moment we silence him will be the moment you are truly free. See, the enemy never stops talking, ever. He never shuts up. As a matter of fact, when the Antichrist come on the scene, we would know who he is because the brother talked too much. If you read your Bible and you see the number one attribute of the Antichrist is that dude is always talking. And so one way to silence the enemy is to remind him that there was a third day. That brother was talking for 3 days straight until Jesus got back up. That resurrection power mixed with your story silences him. The problem is some of us so bound by fear and we care what other people think, we don't share what Jesus has done in our life. We'll post something quick. But to say what Jesus has done. Oh, it's quiet at Three Trees. Let me turn to this side. But I'm originally from Chicago, born and bred. I grew up in a housing project called Augel Gardens on the south side of Chicago. Well, my grandmother raised 9 kids as a single mother on welfare. And when I was 10 months old, my mother was murdered at the age of 17. So my mom had my brother at 14, had me at 16. She was shot in the head at 17. I've never met my father. I don't know who he is to this day. My family don't know who he is. My uncle was in a gang. He was murdered at 17. My aunt was in a domestic violent relationship. Her boyfriend murdered her at 28. And I had another aunt that died at 16 from a brain tumor from asbestos in the projects. So my grandma raised 9 kids. 4 died. She raised 9 grandbabies on welfare in the projects. So I slept 3 to a bed. I wasn't made to go to school. No one in my family finished high school. No one in my family went to college. And so my grandmother had one rule in our house, and it was this. I don't care what you do between 8 and 3:30, just don't come home. You raise 18 kids. School hours is vacation. Come on, somebody. And so because I wasn't made to go to school, there was 2 main reasons that I went. Number one, I got a free meal. I was on a hot lunch plan. I knew if I went to school that day, I would eat because a brother was hustling, eating syrup sandwiches, sugar sandwiches, powdered milk. Come on, somebody. I sat in the back of the class because I would steal kids' lunches out their book bags so I could have food for after school. The second reason why I went to school is I love gym class. Come on, somebody. I ain't go to PE. I went to gym. Old school red dodgeball print to the face gym class. Y'all remember the real dodgeballs? How many of y'all remember dodgeball day was fight day? I'm fighting somebody if I get hit with this ball. There's a whole generation. They play with these Tickle Me Elmo dodgeballs. You got a dodgeball today, they be laughing. Nah, bro, I was mad. But I picked up a basketball, and for me, it became an escape of reality. It didn't matter that I was abandoned. I felt alone. I was rejected as a kid. When I was on the basketball court, it helped me be free. Long story short, my desk sat next to the teachers. I was a kid that was suspended. I was a kid that was in trouble. I began game banging at 11 years old and selling crack cocaine by the age of 14. By a complete miracle, I made it out of high school. How many of y'all thank God for your grandma? Come on, somebody. I thank God for my grandma. I tell people all the time, my grandma was a hustler. My grandma died at 72 years old, never having a driver's license. My grandma was such a hustler, she would bum a ride off of you and you would pay her gas money. My grandma can stretch $10 to feed 14 people. Real talk. When I was graduating eighth grade, they did not want to let me graduate. My grandma walked to the school, met with the school board. To this day, I have no idea what she said, but they let her brother walk across that stage. Come on. And so because of my grandma made it to high school by a miracle. My high school was 2,500 kids. I was turnabout king, homecoming court, prom court. I was the most athletic out my class. I was literally one of the most popular kids at my school, and I was the man. No, for real, I was the man. I could do whatever I wanted with whoever I wanted, but no one told me at the end of popularity was emptiness. I was trying to fill a void in my heart by thinking if I got high, my problems would change. Thinking if I got drunk, my problems would change. I would come off being high and drunk and none of my problems changed. So the more I did those things, the emptier I got, and I was confused. So I remember at 18 years old being completely broken. I was being recruited to go play basketball. I always wanted to leave Chicago. I was like, give her brother a scholarship to Alaska. Send me to Africa. Get me up out of here. I would go anywhere. I would have came to freaking South Central Kentucky. Bro, they put me in an Airbnb, B. I thought I was in a Twilight Zone, y'all. I'm like, ain't no brown people here. And I'm by myself in the country, bro, with no pistol. Come on, somebody. But I ended up scoring a 14 on my ACT. How many think go to college with a 14? Raise your hand. You better not raise your hand. You chilling with me at community college. Ain't nothing wrong with community college. If you don't put in the work, you don't get the success. I ended up going to a community college. I played 1 year of basketball there. And when I was 19 years old, I had an encounter that changed my life. I didn't encounter religion. I encountered a person. And his name was Jesus. From that one encounter, I ended up with an associate's degree, transferred to a four-year university, got my bachelor's and master's degree. I'm the first in my family to go to college. I've been married 13 years, four kids, worked with pro athletes for 10 years. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So for some of y'all, there's no excuse. If God can do what he did in my life, what are you willing to do with yours? Just because you have salvation is one thing. What you do with it is another. If salvation is a person, it's not an event. Come on, somebody. But for our last few minutes we have this morning, I want to talk to you on the title of The Fight, The Faith, The Finish. Say the fight, the faith, the finish. One more time. The fight, the faith, the finish. Our text is one verse, 3 points. Paul is writing Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. He says this, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Paul, when you look at his life, it's interesting that he said that brother had to fight. When you look at Paul's life, that brother went through some stuff. And let me tell you right now, in 2022, the church needs a fight. It is time for us to stop being passive and recognize that there's a war going on, and the spoils of war are the souls of men. So every person that you encounter, every time you go to the grocery store, you go to a movie, I want you to begin to put on a different set of lenses. For every person that walks past you, I want this question to be in your mind. Are they going to heaven or hell? Yeah, I'm going to let that sink in. When I'm in an airport now, my heart begins to break. I look up an escalator and I see hundreds of people in it. In my mind, I'm thinking, do they know him? And my conviction is, Lamores, you got to continue to fight for the kingdom. Paul was a fighter for the kingdom. That word fight there is an interesting term in the Greek. It means to not only struggle, it literally means to compete for a prize. It means to labor fervently, to strive for something. So Paul, at the end of his life, everything he went through, he's admonishing Timothy that I had to keep the good fight. Now the question is, how was Paul's fight good? There wasn't nothing good about the fight. Did you know what this brother went through? When you look at Paul's life. How many of y'all remember the Rocky movies? Any Rocky fans in here? Remember Rocky was getting his head beat in by Drago? Remember that? Drago was swole, bro. That bro was swole. He was beating Rocky head in. And the only thing Rocky was doing was bouncing off that ring. Remember that? And you hear this sound in the background. Come on, Rock. Get up, Rock. You got this, Rock. Remember Mick? He had a great corner man. You know why our fight is good? Because we got the greatest corner man that ever lived. Think about this. Our corner man has never lost a fight. Ever. Even when Satan thought he won, that brother was eating popcorn and everything. 3 days later, that brother rose up. Come on. You have the greatest corner man that ever lived. That's why it's important that you fight for your community. You fight for your marriage. You fight for your kids. You fight for this generation. Because God is for you. Who can be against you? What can be against you? Where can be against you? You got the greatest corner man. So your fight would be about who is willing to swing the hardest. Your fight would be about who is going to endure getting back up after getting knocked down. All of us have been hit financially, physically, spiritually. Come on, somebody, emotionally. But the Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he what? Get back up. You need some comeback power. Your fight is going to be about how you come back. There's no way I should be standing in front of you right now. Because the time I had to share my short story. Didn't tell you of the time I was almost kidnapped, the time I was almost shot. It's about how you get back up. Because it does not matter how you start in life. It only matters how you finish. Get up. Didn't Paul say, also in Ephesians, he gave us this armor. There's no armor needed if there's no fight warranted. Then he said in Ephesians, he said, put on the whole armor of God. Not some of it. Some of us get up. We'll make sure our makeup done, curl our hair. Come on, somebody. We ain't forgetting no eyelashes. But the whole armor of God is just sitting on the side of your bed. And as soon as you step outside, the enemy is ready to drop kick you. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He didn't say if the devil is coming. He said when. So he's coming. Sometimes we get so lured in our walk that we forget we have an enemy. And that brother never stops. Satan don't sleep. He's at it all the time. That's why we got to keep our guard up. Look what Paul says. He said that you may be able to stand. You may be able to stand. You may be able to stand. How you stand in the fight determines how you win. Any wrestlers in the room? Come on. Your stance determines if you will win. What are you standing for? Are we stand real hard for a political candidate? Boy, it got quiet. We'll stand for that. But will we stand for righteousness in a crooked generation? Will we speak up against the things that's on God's heart, not just our own personal opinions? We got to stand, church. Something's coming, and I'm not sure we're ready. Satan got us so deceived thinking that a political party matters. There's no Democrats in heaven. No Republicans. There's no American flags in heaven. We have a kingdom that's here and one that's coming. We got to fight for it. If we have a king, that means there must be an army. Come on, church. Y'all know I love y'all. But it's amazing that Paul had to say that he had a good fight. I fought the good fight. How was your fight good, Paul? Have you ever thought about Paul's life? Let's jump into a little bit of Paul's testimony. 2 Corinthians 11. Listen to this. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. He said, I'm more. He says, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. Do you see that? Deaths. Their brother died. More than once. We gonna complain when someone posts something negative about us? What? That brother said deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils in the Gentiles, in perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things. What? What comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches? A good fight? How was that a good fight? Come on. Why was it a good fight? Because in all of those things, God was with him. In everything you're fighting for, God is with you. The problem is we lean on our own understanding. I got a good house. I make good money. I drive nice. Need God? What? There's some things you can't write a check for. Money don't solve depression. There aren't enough likes not to feel lonely. You need God. And guess what? He promises to never leave you nor forsake you. That's a promise. So how was Paul's fight good? Because he had the greatest corner man that ever lived. And so do you. Number two, he said, I kept the faith. I kept the faith. If he had to keep it, guess what? That means it could be taken. Do you know there's a strategic agenda to rob you of your faith? There's a strategic agenda from the enemy to take from you what belongs to you. Your peace, your joy. Come on, somebody. Paul said, I kept the faith. I held on through death, through being beat up, being betrayed. I kept my faith. So what is faith? The Bible says, Hebrews 11:1, now faith. When is faith? Now. Not when, not was, now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith, not tomorrow, not yesterday, now. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will kill you. Didn't Jesus say that? Don't worry about tomorrow. You need faith right now. Faith is your currency that exchanges miracle on the earth. Faith is the currency that brings God's hand directly into your life. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. For you must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Paul said, I kept my faith. It didn't matter what I went through. It didn't matter what was going on. I kept my faith. There was nothing on earth or under the earth that was going to take my faith. So what is faith? It's now. Then the Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing. So you mean to tell me what you hear determines what develops in you? Do you know you would never be able to outperform the inner image you have of yourself? See, some of us have on replay things that our teacher said about us, or an uncle or an auntie or a cousin. You're living up to an image that was never supposed to be yours. See, you can fade in stupid. See, we don't understand that faith is a principle. It's the driving force. Fear and faith are the two driving forces of the planet. Do you know there are people sitting in prison because they have faith to think they could get away with it? So you can fade in stupid. That's why biblical faith only comes by hearing the word. Listen, what you hear determines the image that's in you. Abram, bro, 75 years old, you're going to have a nation. Look at the stars, look at the sand. You're going to have kids that outnumber the stars and the sand. At 75 years old, brother shooting blanks. For Hagar, for Ishmael to be born was a miracle in itself. Not all miracles are from God. You know, when the Antichrist come on the scene, he's going to be doing miracles. Do y'all read your Bible? Our relationship with Jesus isn't precedented on what he does. Our relationship with Jesus is dependent on what he did. So here's Abram. Abram in Hebrew means exalted father. So God had to build faith in Abraham to believe he could have a nation that's never been seen. So what did he do? He changed his name. He put an H in there. You know what the Hebrew letter H represents? The spirit. See, our alphabet is whack. Every Hebrew letter represents a picture, a color, a musical note. God stuck a spirit in Abraham. Abraham means father of many nations. So for 75 years, he heard you're an exalted father. God changed his name. He heard he's a father of many nations. Faith rose in him and he got Sarah pregnant. I don't think y'all hear me this morning. What you hear determines what comes out of you. Stop watching the news 8 hours a day. Stop scrolling Facebook an hour at a time. Get in your word. That's what builds faith. Because when pressure comes, that's what's going to come out. I love orange juice. Nobody talks about them oranges. Them brothers struggling. It's squeezed in order to produce something sweet. Something's coming that's about to squeeze the church. What do you have in you? So you got to get in God's word. If faith comes by hearing, what you listen to matters. So if you've been watching Netflix and not the word, what's going to come out? Come on, somebody. Faith is a substance. Ride the wave. It's something. So you got to sow it. Didn't Jesus say that in Mark 4? Remember Jesus come on the scene? He preaches and teaches this parable. Remember that? He says, if you don't understand this parable, you won't understand any parable I say. The sower sows the word. He said, these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And catch this. He says, and Satan comes immediately. So don't be surprised when you're about to come out of here and somebody cut you off and blankety blank, blank, blank. Come on, somebody. Why? Satan is coming immediately for this word. But you got to keep sowing and sowing and sowing. Meditate on your word day and night. Read your word. I listen to the Bible falling asleep every night because your spirit don't sleep. Build your faith. Paul said, I kept the faith. I kept it. I didn't let it be taken. I didn't let it get robbed. I didn't forsake it. I didn't leave it on the wayside. No, I kept the faith. Church, are you going to keep the faith? So what are you hearing? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? What's coming out of your mouth? Remember, you can hear yourself talk. So if faith comes by hearing, just speak faith. But we'll sing a country song quick. I got to remember my audience, you feel me? But let something come up and arise, and we challenge to say what God says. No greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. You know what it took to raise that brother from the dead? He was dead, gone, cold, 3 days, out of there, peace, deuces, no coming back. The Bible says that same spirit that raised him, dunamis, it's where we get our word dynamite, lives in you. Let it out. We spend too much time listening to ourselves instead of speaking to ourselves. You are not your thoughts. How does Satan come? Listen to me. This is very important, church. The battlefield of the spirit starts in your mind, but it's won with your mouth. Do you know when I read that Ephesians text, when you go all the way down after Paul gives all this armor, and we talk about the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit. Then he says, and praying, the armor is sealed in prayer. Come on, somebody. Your faith, the substance of faith, is wielded through your words. Y'all with me? All right, we almost done. You're talking about by faith. But didn't everyone in the Bible have to live by faith? Do you know Jesus died by faith? He never died before. He had to trust that his father will raise him from the dead. And think about Jesus' last moment on the earth. He was alone. Didn't he say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Two things in that text, he never called his father God. See, when you're full of sin, your perspective of who God is changes. He had your sin on him. He couldn't call him Father. Why have you? He never been apart from his dad. Even when he left eternity to come in Mary's womb, the Father was still with him. They were one. So he's alone. His last moments, all the people he sold into, he poured into, none of them around, except little John, which I think he was about 15. And his mama. Come on, thank God for good praying mamas. Come on, somebody. Pray for your babies. It's just John and his mama. That's it. There's nobody encouraging him. Jesus, in 3 days, don't worry, you'll be back. They ain't believe him. That's why they were gone. It should have been a party at that tomb. Them brothers should have been there with some popcorn and I don't know what you would have had at that time. Come on, somebody. Something. By faith, he died, trusting that his daddy would raise him up. By faith, you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him. That everything he's spoken over your life, he will watch over it and perform it. It's by faith. So Paul said, I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. What was number three? What did he say? I finished the race. I finished the race. You gotta finish strong. John 19, 28 through 30 says this. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Y'all, I love this verse. That the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled the sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Listen to me. The cross of Calvary was not a tragedy. It was an accomplishment. Listen. In Genesis 3, listen, do y'all realize that God declared war against Satan and wasn't the other way around? Anybody have a friend? I'm from the streets. I had a friend that always started fights. You just like, oh, no, here we go again. God started a fight. He said there would be enmity between your seed and my son. And Satan, for millennia, attempted to kill that seed. As a matter of fact, he got it all the way down to 8 souls. And God protected the seed in the ark with one door. Are y'all with me? It was an accomplishment. He actually made it. Do I need to keep going? What about my man? What about Rahab? By faith, she let them spies down. There was seed in her. What about Boaz being bold enough to go sit at the gate and intercede? He was our kinsman redeemer. Preserve the seed. What about trying to kill that baby Moses? Thank God for mamas who protect their babies. Tried to kill a seed. It was an accomplishment. He actually made it. Then you got this little girl who God shows up to and say, "Will you do it?" She said, "Yes." And the seed made it. Then for 33 years, the seed was cultivated to be sown in the earth so that you and I might be saved. How can Jesus say it's finished? Because he made it. What about you? Are you going to make it? Are you going to fight the good fight? Are you going to keep the faith? Are you going to endure to the end? See, the promise is only to the overcomer. You got to fight. You got to keep going. You can't throw in the towel. You can't quit. You can't give in. You can't let offense get in your heart. You can't look around and say, what isn't going right? You got to, by faith, walk the walk. You got to run your race for the prize. You got to run your race for the crown. It's not about what other people do. It's about what Jesus has done. So as the band comes, I have a simple question for you. Are you going to fight? Are you going to fight to be free? Or are you going to simply love your sin? You will never get free from the sin that you don't hate. Are you going to fight to put your phone up at 2 a.m? Are you going to fight not to gossip or talk about someone else? Oh, Lord. Are you going to fight to tell your neighbor about Jesus or invite a coworker to church? Are you going to fight? Are you going to keep the faith? Are you going to allow the word of God to cultivate in you? To do in you what only it can do? And are you going to run? 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 Run your race. Paul said, "I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. I finished the race." Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for your church. I pray that we're people who would be doers of the word and not hearers only. That we will be an example to our community. That we will be an example to our neighbors. We will be an example to our coworkers. You called us to be salt and light. May that be true of us. I pray that we don't give in. We don't throw in the towel. We don't quit. I just rebuke discouragement right now in Jesus' name. I bind the fear of the future right now in Jesus' name. For every person here under the sound of my voice and those watching online, Father, be with your people. May your presence be evident in their lives, in their homes, in their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.